K300 race manager Paul Basil says the Holiday Classic will be rescheduled for this Saturday, January 4th. He hopes by then the weather that caused the delay will go away.
As you may have noticed, it's been pretty darn cold. We heard from a handful of mushers who expressed some concern about the cold and the wind that was forecast, and so we decided to postpone the race.
This was after the season opener was delayed for the third year in a row. Paul says these delays are pretty normal for the first races of the season. In fact, he plans for them.
We start scheduling them early in December and leave some room in the schedule with full knowledge that we're probably going to have to postpone one or both of these first races.
The flexibility may be necessary, but Paul also knows it's not ideal.
We'd like to do it on schedule so that it's easier for people to plan for, but it's kind of the nature of the beast. We just kind of have to bob and weave with what Mother Nature gives us.
A week after the postponed Holiday Classic, Paul has another event to plan, this time in Anchorage. The first ever K300 benefit event in Anchorage will be on January 11th. There'll be drinks, live music, and K300 apparel for sale.
There's a lot of people in Anchorage with ties to the Delta and who, you know, are excited about an opportunity to be connected to the race in some way.
In fact, there are K300 fans even further away, too.
You know, we set up an online merchandise store the last couple months, and I was amazed. People from Florida and Connecticut were paying attention to our Facebook feed and our website and going and buying t-shirts and sweatshirts.
Paul says there will be exciting things happening closer to home in Bethel, too. The K300 concert is returning this year.
Some Bethel favorites of the past, Chris Cook, Michael Fabian, and Jacques Longpre are all coming back out to play that concert.
That will be on January 18th, the day after mushers take off from Bethel to Tillicksack in the 41st running of the Kuskokwim 300. In Bethel, I'm Greg Kim.